and welcome to Bye Bye Bye. I'm Imogen.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Claire.
I think Claire, every week you wait a little bit longer. Oh, really? I think you're just doing it deliberately. I think you're waiting a little bit longer every week to say your name.
No, I swear there's a lag, because it was also for Brandon. It was like, I'm Imogen. I'm Brandon. I was like... So yeah, that's There's enough of a lag for me. I don't know if it comes through for any of you. Mm-hmm. It's just for me, for Brandon. So I always have to wait until I hear her. Because it comes from the clap marker.
Technically, are you further away?
Yeah.
Are you further away from Brandon than I am from Brandon?
I might be. Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. You're both American and
you're
further away from each other. I enjoy this. Way too much. Although Zencaster does not. As evidenced by the fact, how much I have to move the recordings to match them up whenever we do.
Oh boy. Yeah, you're gonna have to cut a lot of this.
This is all gold.
Why am I gonna have to? I might not have to cut a lot of this because we're off the cuff today. Is that why?
Yeah, we're off the cuff today. And, you know, just give us actual content time and cut out the silence and nonsense time. The non-relative nonsense. There we go.
I've been leaving the silence in, but I should probably cut the silences out. But I've been leaving them in because I feel like they're indicative of our current mental state. And I want the rest of the world to understand.
Use your judgment.
That this is like we're...
Anything longer than a beat.
I'm like... It's pretty funny, but I've also got to because I've got to do three anyway. You don't need to know the ins and outs of why editing this podcast is more difficult than it should be. most of it boils down to me being lazy, so it's all good.
Oh, do you want to explain to them what this is? Since I think we skipped that part.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, it's a podcast. It's a podcast that I think it's a podcast where we give advice. That's right. It's ostensibly, I'm supposed to do a whole spiel, aren't I? It's ostensibly an advice podcast where we basically tell you about our Animal Crossing islands, and that's it, really. I mean, I think you give so much good
flower-based
advice.
Flower-based system upon which our economy thrives.
Exactly. Man, I love my
flowers. There's a
so
massively
much.
Huge got... bug in my office.
Oh no! Oh. Do you need to get a net and give it to Flick?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a fly. No. But
you
just
want,
be warned.
Shall we take a little break while you deal?
Yeah. Don't feel like you have to pause.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay. We'll listen to you catch the bug in the background.
Yeah, okay,
that'll be good
audio.
It's like flies are really rare in Animal Crossing. You should catch it.
Holy shit! Fly. Is there anything else you can do to lure in flies other than rotten turnips?
Throw garbage on the ground.
Got just garbage. Okay, that works.
Two whole flies, and I've got like I think if you put like the flies I've had have turned up on boots and cans.
Okay.
Not on the garbage bags themselves. Like the garbage bags are useless.
Yeah. So okay, that's good to know. Because I knew you needed to have like.
This is the best thing that's ever happened on the podcast. Oh, she's okay.
And then we
no
never
attention,
hear
attention.
From Brandon ever again.
I'm too tense. I can't talk about it anymore.
I know.
I'm
trying to talk about things and I can't. It's gotten too...
It's moving now.
Slow it down. Get it out of there. No, just
open for me. Oh man, no! If there was ever a spider in my office, it would be very similar.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever freaked out too much about flies, but I guess maybe.
They're big, like the really big March flies we get here are just, they're just so big and yuck.
But... Yeah. Like we'll get horse flies. I don't think I've ever had them in my house though.
Keep that in. That was the funniest shit.
Oh my God. No!
Go and shut the door behind you.
Was it a guest appearance for Baby Bi?
Okay, there you go. That's the
drama finished.
Yeah.
I was just saying to Claire that we couldn't talk over the top of it because the background tension was too high and we needed to know.
Yeah, we started talking, but then it got very exciting and.
Yeah, we can splice that out and put it on the Patreon.
That might be a good idea.
Oh, the quality content you pay for, people.
Brandon V. Fly.
I trapped it under the tiny wastebasket that I have on my desk. I mean, it's like the size of a drinking cup. And I think I knocked it just right that I knocked it unconscious, but I couldn't find anything to pick it up. I couldn't find anything to pick it up with, so I grabbed my hand sanitizer and squirted a glob on top of him so he couldn't move.
That's precious. You're wasting precious hand sanitizer.
You didn't see this thing though. I'm gonna put a picture of it in the chat because it was huge. It was the size of a nickel. Anyway. have we introduced what we're doing yet?
I think I said it was a podcast at some point, but then you started to scream. So
I don't remember if we got past it being a podcast.
Well, anyway, it's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
All evidence to the contrary.
Yeah.
Eight minutes in and we're still introducing.
Yeah, we are actually aware that we're being recorded.
Anyway, yes, it's a podcast and we give advice. But basically, at the moment, we just talk about flowers and Animal Crossing because that's our entire life. So, yeah, if you've got questions about Animal Crossing, please feel free to ask them at some point because we'll go off.
We will.
Definitely, please do that.
Yeah, and also, yeah, we mentioned at the end of the show as well. But we have a fairly thriving Animal Crossing community on our Discord. So if you do play and you do listen and you want us to come water your flowers, then come join our Discord.
Yeah,
because it's fun. How are your flowers going, Brandon?
Well, you hate to see it, but the pansies committed war crimes. And, you know, I could have waited a little longer, given them a little time to see if they were going to eventually come around, but I removed the chance for compromise because there can be no compromise. Red pansies are either going to make purple pansies or they're gone. There are no half measures in pansy land. Also,
it's really funny. I think I actually
had an epiphany today. Like, I've had an explosion of gold roses over the last few days, and only one. I have now three total hybrid reds from which I can grow blue. And I realized it's probably because we're all using our gold watering cans to water my black roses instead of a regular one.
Oh, yeah.
Which splits the odds that I'll get the proper red. So.
Oh, what do you need? Do you need to be watering the hybrid reds? Hang on. What? I don't get it.
The black roses, if you water them with a gold watering can, it increases the chance that they'll
give you
breed gold roses. But that will decrease the chance that they'll give you the hybrid red roses. So,
but I thought you got the hybrid red roses from purple and orange.
No. Well, yes. But, okay, see, there's three strains of red roses, and you guys wonder why I'm going so fucking crazy over this. Okay, first, there's from seed red roses, okay? And you have to plant those and the other roses to get orange and purple. And the orange and purple together will produce a second strain of red. You need that strain of red to breed together to get the black roses. From the black roses, you can get either gold roses or the super fancy hybrid third strain of red roses, and those red roses give you the blue roses.
See, I got blue roses from just the hybrid orange orange purple Ritz.
I think it's
and possible. I know that they're from those.
Yeah, I think it's yeah. possible, but the chance is higher if you get them from the black roses.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, I've got the I've now got four. Let me have a look. I'm going over to there now. I now have because I do have Animal Crossing open. I'm not playing it. I just have it open.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 right now. So
6. Yeah, she may well be. I have 6 blue roses now. Nice. So I'm just using them to read more.
Yeah,
as opposed to waiting for the stupid bloody reds to pop them up because they don't.
Once anyway. I get
yes, flowers. Two... Flower crossing has become our life. This is what we do with our time now.
Yeah, every single night roses, I see like
chaos can ensue.
Swarms of messages. Flower.
I feel like I need that, you know, that meme of the guy standing in front of the cork board. It's like the conspiracy meme and it's got like the threads and strings and he looks crazed. I need one of those, but like with Animal Crossing hybrid flower plots.
Yes. Yes. I might have to spend some time wasting today doing a meme like that and we can put it into the visuals for you.
I would do it myself, but I don't have time.
You're too busy trying to make your flowers work.
I'm too busy trying to grow flowers and get a book out.
yeah, getting a book out is hard.
Priorities, I mean.
Priorities.
Flowers and then the book, just so we're clear.
Yeah. I've got like so many things. I mean, I've got so many work in progresses at the moment with my writing. Like I have like 7 or 8 different fics that I'm working on, plus 2 or 3 original stories, which of course I should be working more on, but I'm not. And then like 6 or 7 just idea documents where there's just like heaps and heaps of stuff just written down. I'm like, I can't. Too many things. Like the thing is, if I don't have that many things on, if I don't have that many things going, then I do nothing.
Exactly.
So it's just like this. It's a everything or nothing for me, apparently. And that's just the way my writing goes. So screw you, Imogen's brain, basically.
I wish I could get myself to focus on the original stuff because I've got 2 different original things that I should be working on. And instead I've got like at least 6 different Good Omens fanfics.
I've got a couple, like Mary and I, Imogen and I talked about swapping short stories and finishing them for each other.
Yes.
And I've got 1 or 2 that I think maybe we might be able to do that with at this point.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. I still think it would be cool.
Yeah, I've got a few. We should try that out. She says probably not going. Well, let's wait until we've got our flower situation sorted and then we can start doing things that actually progress. Then we can start doing things that actually progress our career.
Yeah, then you can have your dedication at the start be like, to the flowers for finally growing and letting me write.
You know, and it's funny, I was going to, I'm trying to find, because for the last book I cheated and I used that little unicorn that Claire drew me for my birthday that year. It was a unicorn story, whatever. And I don't have that same kind of iconic thing to market this book with, you know? And so I was going to commission Claire this morning. And I was like sitting down to write the email and she's like, I think I have the Rona. And I was like, close that
idea down.
I'm not putting any strains on Claire's time. No.
Yeah. I mean, I've still been drawing today, so.
Yeah, but like I don't need you to have to take this on because it involves brain power.
There was you mean you don't like my idea of a very cutesy succubus?
Let's throw everybody off and
a chibi succubus.
Make it a chibi male succubus. There we go.
Yeah, or throw everyone off and make it a little vampire.
A romantic vampire with a single super hybrid red rose. Bringing it all around, Thelks. Thank you. Anyway, I needed a brainstorming
stage. Podcasting.
Oh, a red rose? Not any red rose. A hybrid red rose.
Hybrid red rose. Third How many blues did you get out of this red rose?
Hybrid red. Okay. Which are harder to get?
Do you have any questions?
Oh, we do have questions. That's right. We're a question and answer podcast. Okay. We have a few. Do we want serious or not so serious to start with? You know what? We're starting with this one.
Not so serious.
Why is rum raisin the best ice cream flavor? Melange asks. wrongly.
Because you're wrong.
This is the one. This is the fighting. This is the fighting words one.
Right.
Look, while I can argue for rum, I cannot argue anything involving raisins.
Nature's booger.
Yeah, like
yeah, the little nodules of Satan's spot.
I'm all right. The only way I'm all right with raisins is when they're on their own, because then I'm specifically eating raisins. But if they're in anything else, they just sully it.
I can.
And they could be something else, something better.
I can.
Could be something. They could be a blueberry,
yogurt, yes. Or chocolate covered raisins. But once I discover that they do that with raisins, I don't need raisins anymore. Like
yeah, that's the thing.
Raisins.
Even with like things where raisins used to be the best, there's better options
now. There's better options now.
Yeah. I mean, when I was growing up as a kid, right? When I was a kid, you got in your lunch box every day for school a Vegemite sandwich. Ugh. and some form of fruit, be it apple, banana, or whatever. A box of raisins, like a box of sultanas. We call them sultanas. So
I thought sultanas were oranges.
No, sultanas are little old grapes. They're like raisins are big fat grapes.
Yeah.
And sultanas are little ones.
The fuck am I thinking and everyone of? Oh, satsumas. Sorry. Okay, moving on.
Satsumas, that's right. That's just like a mandarin. but yeah, so you get that in your lunchbox every single day. Or maybe if you're really lucky, something with cheese in it. I don't know. Or you had a cheese and Vegemite sandwich. But the sultanas were like a staple for kids, and everyone had a box of sultanas in their lunch. And I would eat them, but I hated them. They were more like – I used to swallow them like pills. But in recent times, it's kind of been talked about that there's some sort of chemical in dried fruit that's bad for kids' brain development. I don't know.
Oh, there's always something bad for kids' brain development and something. Yeah, like we've been having this argument forever. So
next thing they tell us that kids can't smoke and drink. I mean, really. but yeah, the
you know, back
first
in the
they're 80s, taking the raisins. What next? The rum.
Why is the rum gone? Why? It went with the raisins. You know, back in the 80s, anyway. We didn't need car seats either, but some of us are too adult.
Just pour a bowl of rum, pour the raisins in there. There you go, rum raisin.
Honestly, like, don't they do that in a lot of British cooking? Like, soak raisins in booze and then
use
them to cook? Okay.
To make them bearable to eat.
Yeah, I mean, if you're drunk on baked goods, you're not going to care.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing as well with dried fruit in general. Like dried fruit is it's incongruous now because of aeroplanes. You know, like you actually don't have to have dried fruit anymore. It's not necessary.
Yeah.
You can have fresh fruit. And fresh fruit is better for you, tastes better, like all of the above. And why would you bother with dried fruit? So yeah, I get that sometimes if you're living somewhere where you can't get fresh produce easily and it's very expensive, that dried fruit is an option.
Yeah, I mean,
but, yeah, I live in Australia and we're right next door to Queensland. So like,
it's definitely easier to bake with dried fruit just because it doesn't add that
moisture. And it goes
moisture.
Good in salads. I like dried fruit.
But even then,
salad.
Yeah, it's like there's better dried fruit than rice.
Yeah, which actually, and we'll swing back around to Melange's question in a moment, although I think we kind of answered it, like literally anything. Is better.
Yeah.
Jill comes to us with a follow-up question. If not raisins, what is the best dried fruit?
I really like dried mango.
I like dried mango a lot.
Dried mango is very good.
I'm going to make a case here for prunes.
Prunes are good.
I
like them because they've got kind of like, they're sort of sizable. And they've got a satisfying mouthfeel.
Yeah. A nice mouthfeel.
Yeah, prunes are good.
Have you noticed that they've rebranded
prunes
them?
Prunes are good with custard.
Like, I feel like prunes got a bad rap or something for being like old people or diarrhea food or something like that.
Yeah.
And
yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
So,
diarrhea.
Like, now when you buy them, when you go to the store and like they come in like the little cans or the bags, they're dried plums, not prunes anymore. And I was like, really,
not
guys?
Prunes anymore.
Really, guys?
It's a prune, mate.
It's a prune.
I just remember having to give prunes to my kids because like mashed up prunes to my kids when they got constipated when they were babies. Because
yeah.
That was the best way to get them to actually no, what you were supposed to do was meant to boil the prunes on the stove and then feed the kids the juice that
yep.
came out.
Yep.
And that was meant to make them poop.
Yep.
And you know what? I didn't really see any discernible differences in their poop, but then again,
we'll see.
A lot of what I went through when the kids were very young, I've blacked out now, so I could be wrong.
Do they not sell prune juice in other countries? Because they sell prune juice here, and when I was
they
young,
do they do.
When I was
but
young,
prune juice is meant to be too intense for kids. So
oh.
yeah, you don't get you, they want.
I was gonna say because when I was. When I was a young baby menace, if we got constipation, like there were a couple of things we got if we said we were sick, and like stomach bugs were dicey because sometimes you got Verner's, but sometimes you got prune juice, and they would give you like a little uh-huh. shot glass of prune juice warmed in the microwave, and you had to drink the hot prune juice. And if you were actually constipated, it worked a treat, but if you weren't, you spent the rest of the day in the shitter and it wasn't the free day from school you thought it was gonna be.
No, that's like a punishment for trying to skive off school.
Yeah.
I know. If you're like, I've got a stomachache, quick, prune juice. No, I don't have a stomachache. I'm gonna go.
I actually just read a book where one of the characters their grandmother, when any of the kids stayed home sick, whether they were really sick or not, their grandmother would feed them a bowl of prunes, and you kept eating prunes. She'd bring you a little bowl of them, eat them, and then she would bring you another, and you just ate it until you crapped, because she said that the best way to purge an illness from your body is to just shit it out.
Look,
I mean, I've listened to enough Sawbones to learn that that's pretty historically accurate for how humans think. Shit it out, bleed it out. Barf it up.
And I mean, I personally don't like disincentivizing children to go to like to stay home when they're sick. Like, stay home when you're sick. I don't want your fucking germs.
Yeah.
But like,
no, yeah, please stay home when you're sick, especially these days.
But like, that's
but yeah, that's
just fun. You're not gonna stay home and watch Koala Cubbies on Nick Jr. You're gonna
be on the shitter all day.
Yeah, you'll be in the shitter all day. That was
well, that devolved into poop. See, that was good. That was a good question because it led us to social poo.
Yeah, exactly.
Social poo is always a good place to be.
Yeah,
I think that dried apricots are pretty bloody lovely. So that's my vote. Dried apricots, yum.
Oh, they go really good in couscous. Like if you cut it up.
Yes, yeah. They do. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, we have a cooking with Canada.
Excellent.
Ice cream, dried fruit, poop, food, cooking. All right.
Is that what she's got? Like, no! Ice cream, dried fruit, and poop.
No, that's the circle of thought we've gone through so far.
Okay.
I really feel like Canada feels she came with us with a toughie this week, but I got this one. Okay.
Mm.
We've got maple breakfast sausage, unflavored rice cakes, and frozen mango.
Okay, what's a maple? You have to explain to me what a maple breakfast sausage is.
It's basically a maple flavored pork sausage, like just a regular link sausage, but it's infused with maple.
Yeah, yeah.
So is it sweet?
A little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, it's sausage. A little sweet.
A little smoky sweet, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool. That sounds yum, actually.
Yeah.
And plain rice cakes. Yeah,
and I really love some frozen mango.
Frozen mango.
Yeah.
Okay, mango chutney.
Basically.
To put on your sanger.
Exactly. Just
and
like,
then.
Yeah, just cook down the mango and mash it up and eat it over your rice cake. Like.
Yes. Well, yeah. Or you put the sausage, and what you could do is you could make a sausage casserole
Ooh.
Out of the sausage, because maple and mango would go quite well, actually. Chop up your sausage, stick it in with your mango and some stock or something, or whatever, some other, if you've got other veggies, and then pour it over the rice cake and use the rice cake as like. Sop up for the
yeah. I mean, rice cakes are pretty neutral. You can put whatever.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
Want.
That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah, wow. I think. I mean, it wouldn't be a very nutritious dinner, but it would fill up a corner if you know what I mean. It would stop me from starving for a little while.
I mean, it would make
me some calories.
If you cooked the mango into like a sauce, it would make a decent breakfast. You've got like. Sausage and fruit and a rice cake.
That's true, yeah.
It's not unlike having like waffles with syrup.
Yeah.
No, I can see that. Yeah. I don't think that one was too difficult. I think we've had worse from Canada.
We've
I think we've had much worse
from Canada. Although,
I mean, we've had worse in this podcast with the idea, the specter of rum raisin ice cream.
I know. Oh my god. And actually, I think in the question discussion room, I think Zom actually mentioned that Canada had the makings of a good smoothie. So I think like there was potential for that to just go wrong.
Yeah. Man, I really want some maple sausage.
Maple sausage sounds lovely, actually. I've never heard of it before, but we do things like
it's very good. Like, I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know. It's like a shortcut to having maple syrup on sausage.
Yeah.
Like, which is also very good.
Yeah. Oh, like, man, Americans like dragging their breakfast meat through maple syrup.
And, oh, yeah. I do that all the time. It's so good. I made some.
Well, I'm very fond of maple syrup on and bacon together.
So. Yeah. I made some blueberry Eggos. And also had some bacon, and it was so good.
Well, because, like, toaster waffles make excellent bread if you're going to make a sandwich. They make, like, perfect breakfast sandwiches. Like, you just toast your toaster waffle, and you put your filling in between, and you've got a sandwich.
Nice.
A
little peanut butter on there. I guess you could...
Peanut butter. You guys have peanut butter. Peanut butter is like, a big thing in America.
Yes.
And it's I mean,
shit,
we
it's
have
a big
here,
thing in my family. Like, we go through tubs of it a week. Not in this house, but like back home on the res. Like my twin nephews go through probably 2 extra large family sized jars of peanut butter a week. So
wow.
Well, that's probably a hyperbole. We'll find out. I'll let you know.
Yeah, no, actually my parents probably go through a shit ton because my mom likes to, like, she has it for breakfast almost all the time. It's like English muffins or toast or something just slathered in a ton of peanut butter.
Yeah, it beefs up
I love it.
Morning breakfast bread.
Breakfast bread.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
it's a cheap protein.
I'm so annoyed with bread at the moment.
It's a cheap protein with, you know, fatty content if you live rurally, and like if you're a laborer and stuff like that. So, and it's easy for old people to chew.
Yeah, it's cheap. It's filling.
Unless you get the crunchy stuff.
Yep. It's also good if you want, just something to kind of fill your stomach.
Oh yeah, like we used to walk around with like a spoonful of peanut butter and just like eat peanut butter off a spoon. Like it's a lolly.
Yeah.
It's good times. But yes, we are obsessed with peanut butter here. And to bring it around again, I like my waffles and pancakes with peanut butter and maple syrup. Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Sorry, I haven't got the writer, but I've got a runny nose. So there you go.
Well, now you have a nose drip to represent it. Ah.
Oh my god!
Oh, I saw that. I saw that in my shop this morning. I was like, now Imogen can be Daisy May anytime.
It was actually in my shop a couple of weeks ago, and I went into my shop and then I left the shop and I didn't come back again. I'm not going to give you money, Able Sisters, if you stock this disgusting stuff in your shop. It is morally corrupt of you, and I'm not going to buy anything from you anymore.
I mean, if it makes you feel any better, I had to, like, physically put it on in order to buy it. And I had a very moral quandary of, do I wear this out so I can just get it out of here as fast as possible? But no, I opted to have it sent to my house, and I went and got it and then mailed it.
It's the grossest thing in the universe. I cannot believe
There's a Pokemon that has a nose drip, too, and it just, like, Japan, why? Why?
Yeah.
What is this?
That one makes me sad because it's such a cute little baby bear otherwise, but
bleh. But then when you evolve it, the big bear still has it.
I know, and then it's a big icicle.
And then it's gross.
So bad.
Grosser. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm really like Daisy May. I view my turnip profits as compensation for letting Daisy May on my island.
Oh my god, she scared me so bad today because she was walking. Like, you know how up on the hills at the back of the island, you can't see if you're at the, like, on your highest point.
Yeah.
You can't really see the next level. She was walking back there for some reason. So I just saw, like the little bit of the turnip that she has, like, a little bit of green, like, bouncing around. I was like, what is that?
It's Daisy May is almost as startling as a scorpion.
Oh, it's good. I loaded up for 2 seconds to get my evening recipe, and a fucking scorpion was right outside my door, which, to be fair, is the best place to get stung because I just woke up where I was.
Wait, you get a recipe twice a day?
Three times a day?
God damn it.
Four times if you count on the shore. There's one on the shore. I think there's one from about 6 a.m. to noon, then noon to 6, and then 6 to
on the shore.
Yeah, no, there's usually a bottle on the shore with a recipe in it.
Oh, yeah, balloons. I get them from balloons, yeah. But I only get one from the shore.
Or villages.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's one on the shore in the morning. There's one on the shore every day, but from your villagers, you get 3 a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I'm just going to make sure I go around to actually knock on all their doors because I'm
I'm not checking up on them often enough.
Oh, I hate being at 10 villagers because they keep wanting to leave now. And first it was Shep, and I could not let Shep leave because Shep, he has the catchphrase, he says Rex, and it makes me laugh every time.
Excellent.
I try in every game to get him as a villager just so I can make his catchphrase Rex, because then it'd be like, he's like, how are you doing, Rex? And I'm like, ha ha. And then Maple, my adorable little bear, wanted to leave, and I was like, no! So, I don't know. I might have to bully one of the ones that I would actually be okay with leaving. Like, I would like them all to stay, but there's ones I'd be more okay with leaving than others.
I actually like all my villagers, but I got duplicate pop stars. And
yeah,
and it's not that I'm like pop star shaming. It's just like I have the same conversation with both of them every day. Like, they say the same thing, they make the same reactions, they watch the same maglev
love. Yeah, the maglevs in love conversation's weird.
And I just can't have it twice. And so one of them had to go, and I just picked the one that pissed me off first, and neither of them pissed me off really. So I just picked one, but I can't get her to leave. I put an eviction notice in her yard and some bags of trash. I've reported her to Isabel twice. Like, I can't bring myself to like actually physically beat her with my net.
Is that how you get them to go? Like, do you get them to go by beating them up with you? Because that seems a bit weird and off, I think.
Right? But no, okay. Oh my god, oh my god. So when you go to Isabel to complain about a villager, the options are, and it just happened that it was Cherie that I was trying to get rid of. And I go, you know, and she's like the cute little pink bear pop star diva person. And I go in and Isabel's like, so what's your problem with Cherie? And the options are, I don't like the way she talks to me. I don't like the way she dresses.
Terrible.
Oh, I can't slut shame Cherie off my island, and I really feel bad saying that she talks in an inappropriate manner. Because then Isabel will go out and
One way is also to just ignore them, not talk to them or anything.
Oh man, I've ignored that bitch for like a week. I make a point of giving everybody else gifts, and she was coming up to my door today, and I pushed her away. I was like, no, get the fuck away from my house. When I went to someone else's house and she was in there talking to them, and I talked to them and then left.
Fucking speaking of Anka, my Egyptian cat, who is amazing, but also half the times I go visit her, she fucking sits on her golden toilet, and I'm like, could you not? Because yeah, she's got the big pyramid in the middle of her room, and like golden like sarcophagi and stuff, and like it's very cool. And then she's got a fucking golden toilet, and then I'll come in and she just like chops on the pooper, and I'm like, and cracks open a magazine. I'm like, can you not?
It's a very cat thing to do, though.
It is. I mean, usually I'll still talk to her anyways, but today I just turned around and left. And, you know, if you don't talk to them when you come in, they're like, huh?
Yeah, they mean just like,
yeah, what do you think this is about?
No, if she was truly like a cat, though, like, she would make direct eye contact with you while taking her shit. Like,
they automatically look at you. So, yeah, I come in and she's looking at me. And I'm like, because she's looking at me and then sits down and is like, staring like doubt.
Cats are so weird about poop. Like, my cats like stare at me while I'm cleaning out their litter box. Like they think I've stolen from them. Like, bitch, I worked hard on that. Put it back.
It's been giving an aroma to the house for ages. So good.
The house finally smells like me. I will stop rubbing my crotch on the carpet. No, you won't. No, cats lie.
Anyway.
Another one from Canada again, only because Ryan sent us a video question, and I didn't do the reading before I came to the podcast today. So I don't actually know how high Snoop Dogg is in this video, but I assume it's pretty high because it's Snoop Dogg.
Yeah,
I think the
answer.
Only person who smokes more pot than Snoop Dogg is his best friend Martha Stewart.
I love that they became friends.
I know, they have a cookbook. It's on my birthday wish list, so I might just treat myself to it this year.
That's a good idea.
Canada comes back to us with, who was the cause of the original hair breakdown?
Oh my gosh. She wasn't around? She wasn't when this happened?
It really, like, freaked me out that there are, like, pre-Crack Smash people in my life now. Like,
Jesus Christ,
or post.
Yeah, post.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know. And it was, I guess I'm going to have to say it was Aaron Tveit's award-winning weave from Les Miserables.
That was the one I remember you first really losing it.
Yeah, because like he doesn't actually have curly hair, and in that movie he has fucking amazing curly hair, and I thought it was real.
He does.
So I mean, it's fucking amazing. It's the really good curly hair that you just want to stick your fingers in, and but I think the biggest one I had, like the one that devastated me the most, was Bucky Barnes when he came back in the Winter Soldier. And there was, one gif. I'm sure I could find the gif if I went looking for it, saved in my file somewhere. And it was just like one look in the trailer. And I was like, oh my fucking God, no. And the rest of it.
I think it was the one when he's on the helicarrier and he's looking down at Steve about to die, and his hair's just sort of whipping across his face, and he looks so.
That was the one.
Yeah, basically. It's a romantic lead look, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
he looks like Fabio. He should have his shirt open and be on a roller coaster vomiting.
And also, like hair is wildly used in visual mediums to like show character changes. And I mean, it's just like, it's like his dark emo hair because it's still ratty. And then in the later movies when like he's better Bucky, like it's soft and shiny. And
yeah. And in Endgame, when he's having his Jesus time.
Yeah.
In Africa.
Come to Jesus time.
it's beautiful and soft and glorious, and it looks like he's used so many nice hair products on it. And then later on when he's actually fighting, it's long, but it's neat rather than raggy like it was in Winter Soldier. So
and I think
it's interesting.
I think in Winter Soldier, I think it was his real hair. Like he's grown it out a couple of times for the role.
He has,
because you see him on social media with it from time to time, and when they were doing press tours and stuff, and then other times it was, I'm gonna have to guess it was a weave or extensions or something. But now I don't know which is which, because he's had both the nice hair and the ratty hair.
What is the truth?
Both ways. So I mean, Sebastian Stan still remains to this day my amazing hair breakdown, but it opened up a whole world of lies. Of similarity. Like Chris Hemsworth didn't have long hair, and I can't remember who else, but there's been a lot of long hair that has been just nothing but lies.
Nothing but lies. It's the way the media gets you.
Oh, Loki's hair. Yeah, Loki's hair. His hair isn't even black.
Oh, yes.
It's not even black.
No. No. He's a blondie.
He's a blondie.
He originally tried out for Thor.
I know.
Like, he originally got the callback for Thor, which just you look at him next to Chris Hemsworth, and you're like, okay, what was the logic behind him? Anyway, I mean, I've seen him with his shirt off in things like Coriolanus and stuff like that. Tom Hiddleston, that is, and he can be quite built, but there's literally no way.
Yeah,
he doesn't have the
Norse god physique.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, he's got
the skinny.
Even Chris Hemsworth doesn't have that Norse god physique most of the time, but when he
normally. But Chris Hemsworth is still like large. He's a large guy.
Yeah. They have completely different.
but then Tom Hiddleston is 6'3" as well. Like, he's the same height as Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Hemsworth has his like wide. But, I don't know. He's kind of got those wide shoulders. Wider shoulder. Stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, I think it worked out for the best because he's like going to be the iconic Loki for the end of time. Like,
yeah,
he was perfect as Loki. There's absolutely no discussion about how perfect he was.
Like, comics have started. Although
we haven't talked Marvel fandom. We really haven't.
It's been a while. hot minute.
But yeah, I was actually chatting with the husband this morning, yesterday, one of the days. We actually talk to each other every day quite a lot now, so it's hard to discern. this quarantine thing has done a lot of good things to our marriage. I really want to see Kid Loki in the movies now. I think that Tom Hiddleston has done his dash. I mean, I'm very happy to see the series.
Yes.
But yeah, give me Kid Loki, give me Young Avengers, give me Kate Bishop.
Especially with them introducing Kate Bishop in the Disney Plus series.
I think with them having the Loki series, that's a good way for them to like formally transition him out.
Maybe transition Kid
Loki. Yeah,
if they really want to go into another cycle of movies, like, I think bringing in the Young Avengers is their way to capitalize on the next generation of Marvel fans. Like,
yeah,
start
exactly. And also, just I mean, you can do, they're going out into space with Captain Marvel and Guardians and stuff like that.
Yep.
So you have your Earth based Avengers will be the kids.
Yeah.
And your space based Avengers will be the adults. Yeah. So I think that actually works really well for me. And that, I mean, I don't know. Spider-Man's never been like that's weird too, because there's only going to be one more Tom Holland movie and then he's out because of the Sony Disney divide.
I don't understand other than Spider-Man's popularity. I do not understand their decision to try to make him the new like leader focus replacement Iron Man.
You know,
like,
what? We're not going to get into that right now.
Yeah, no, it's kidding. Just go so ahead, go ahead.
Because I don't understand it either. But whatever.
That's true. It can become a whole rant. but okay. Ignoring, not even story purpose though. Like, the thing I don't understand is if their ownership of the character was still up in the air, why would they put that many eggs in that basket?
Right?
Yeah, I'm wondering if perhaps they did it as a sort of bribery thing, and maybe Sony said, you can have him, but only if you make him the next Tony Stark. And then they were like, oh, okay, this is not going to work. And that's when Sony will bugger you. Anyway. Yeah, I think part of that can be explained away. Okay, getting into deep into Far From Home spoilers here. Part of that can be explained away by the fact that Nick Fury wasn't actually Nick Fury for the whole of that movie. And so he was just doing whatever he thought was right for the role, not actually caring. Like, oh, we want to make him the next Tony Stark because he's the only Avenger I can find.
Yeah.
what that whole story arc was about. I've got to say my favorite part of that entire movie was when Nick Fury, when Spider-Man, well, Peter Parker said to him, what about Captain Marvel? And Nick Fury just like, don't you invoke her name. Yes. I was like, yeah,
was
don't
so invoke good.
Her name.
Yeah, that was, man, that movie was so good.
So good.
I'm sorry if you hated it out there, people, but you're objectively wrong. So
I can't wait for the next Captain Marvel movie too.
Yeah, Black Panther.
Yes. Oh my God, Black Panther's so good.
Black Widow.
Oh,
so many good ones coming out.
I'm so excited for Simu Liu to be in the Marvel Universe now. Like, he is such a charismatic actor, and I think it's about time that, like, people who don't watch Kim's Convenience finally get to experience him. Yes. And I needed him to break away from the pretty dumb boy stereotype that he's kind of in Kim, even though I love his character on Kim's Convenience, but I really think, and I said it a few weeks ago, that I really think he's going to be like the Chris Evans of this next cycle of movies. But I realize that sounds problematic when I say it like that. But what I mean is, like, he's like the darling. I think he's going to be the darling of this next cycle of movies. The one who's like always funny and haha at all the press tours that everyone's always saying causes shenanigans. And then the guy who like suddenly gets very political for like 5 minutes and then comes back. Like, he's super on top of that. So watch him. He's the one to watch. And also, he liked my tweet, so now we're best friends.
Excellent. Yes.
Yeah. It helps to be best
friends. You and friend of the pod, Chuck Wendig, and a couple other people who have liked our tweets.
I'm still waiting for that clutch like from Warren Ellis. So
Gotta catch them all.
We do have one more. Less serious question before we transition into our one serious question for today, if we would like.
Okay.
This one comes from Honorary by Rosie. What is the difference between shaved ice and shave ice? And I don't actually know, except that here in Hawaii, it's shave ice with no D. And everywhere
else, I feel like it's just
shaved ice.
Yeah, I feel like it's partly a just cultural word usage.
Yeah.
Regional thing.
Like, yeah.
I mean, I could Google it, but that's Claire's job. And
I'm literally doing it right.
But, like,
I love that Claire's Googling.
I just know that here it's shave ice with no D, and that's how you tell.
It seems like we don't have.
Okay, so shave ice is literally shaved off a block of ice, whereas usually shaved ice is, I think, like crunched ice.
Oh, you know, baby. Oh, yeah. Baby Bi posited that to me the other day, and I was like, "Is it really? I thought it was all shaved." Like, I thought ice. But yes, they actually do like spin a cube of ice here and shave it with like.
Oh right, yeah, no, we don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got like shave ice is that stuff where you just get a bunch of ice and you pour like sugar syrup over it, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah. No, ours is crushed.
Yeah, shaved, both types are, but I've only seen the shaved, the shave with no D kind here, and I think in Okinawa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think they do it similarly in Okinawa, but I wouldn't be surprised if they do it, if it was like a cultural exchange kind of deal, because Hawaii was.
Oh, no, okay, it's saying that's actually just snow cones. So, yeah, I think it is just a regional.
Mm.
What it's called.
Yeah, because that's what we called snow cones, was like the super crushed ice. Actually, we had a brand new...
Yeah, because snow cones are crushed.
Slush puppies. That's what they were when we had them, slush puppies.
They're slurpees, like the slurpees that you get in The Simpsons.
Yes.
Yeah, like a 7-Eleven slurpee. That's different too. That's completely different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that just frozen pop that's like spun in a thing while it freezes?
Well, yeah, it's like... You stir it around so the ice thickens. Like it's weird.
It's like making ice cream. I'm sure there's. I think like
you. Yeah, I'm sure there's gelatin involved in it somewhere.
Probably. yummy. So there you go. There you go, Rosie. That's our fact check of the day. And come to Hawaii and have some real shave ice. Let's see. We got Canada says, do we have any tips for not feeling worse after a nap?
Usually
if you get some, let me know.
The what I've seen is it's supposed to be shorter. You want to set an alarm and you want to make a short nap. My problem is it takes me so long to fall asleep for naps. I can't do that because usually the alarm would go off before I even fell asleep.
Just like, as you're about to fall
asleep. Yeah, if there was like a way to like set like 2-20 minutes or something as I'm falling asleep and like press my thumb goes down on it or something.
Like a dead switch.
Yeah.
One that you release as you fall asleep.
A dead switch. My therapist told me that I should set my alarm for like he tells me to sleep for less than 45 minutes. So he tells me to set my alarm for 60 minutes. And usually by then, like, it'll take me long enough to fall asleep that I'll actually sleep for about 25 to 40 minutes. And that seems to be the optimal time.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to sleep too long, because then otherwise you start like another REM cycle, and
yeah,
then your brain just no sleep.
Which I've been doing lately. Like, also for me personally, taking a nap where you're not gonna wake up with a completely different sun situation.
If
it's broad daylight when you lay down and then you wake up and it's dark, like, that just, like, fucks me way up.
Yeah, definitely go to sleep around those kind of twilight hours, because then you're not going to get up.
Nope. Or if you get up, you're going
to
feel
if you get up, you'll just feel very tired until you finally go back to sleep.
And then you won't be able to sleep when you go back to sleep.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, you'll get up, you'll feel like crap. You won't be able to get back to sleep.
You'll be stuck in this weird
and if you do get back to sleep, you'll still wake up really early, and it's just no good.
Yep. You're stuck in this weird fugue state of, But also, like...
Yeah, I'm not good at naps, as you guys know. I mean, I'm terrible at naps. I've been better at them than usual, because the kids are at home at the moment, and it's just too much noise going on in the house for me to nap during the day anymore. So I just have
I'm a very light sleeper, and so between like any sort of sunlight, even with the sleeping mask on, and noise.
I resent naps. Like, I resent sleep overall.
You resent sleep in general.
Like, I've come around to accepting that I have to have sleep. So I'm trying to be better about bed or whatever, and getting up at a normal time and going to bed at a normal time. And I try not to nap midday anymore. Doesn't always work. Animal Crossing helps. But like, shit, what was I going to say? Anyway, whatever.
I probably need a nap.
But I've also been advised that, like, just the act of lying down is restful. Like, you don't actually have to sleep. If you just lie down and do something.
Just have a rest.
Yeah, just have a rest. Like, do something, like read a book or do something.
Yeah, that was one of my, I had 3 o'clock, I've gotten out of it because I've been bad, but I had a meditation app that I kind of liked. And just, like, doing that would be a good way, even just for, like, a few minutes. It's usually only, like, maybe 5 to 10 minutes was usually enough.
There's a couple of really nice, like, I wouldn't recommend ours, but there are a couple of really nice soothing podcasts you can listen to too, where you just pop your headphones on and lie down and just listen to them. And I mean, if there are things like I have been doing a little bit of ASMR podcasts, which unfortunately most of them are really bad, and I don't want to I have very specific ASMR needs. And very few people get them. And basically, I just want Sydney McElroy to do an ASMR podcast, please.
Didn't they have a special one where they did it? I don't remember.
Yeah, I know. It's the best. It's my favorite. I actually have it on my phone and I listen to it when I need to go to sleep. It's something that's soothing or that you've listened to before that doesn't have any sort of big, that won't make you bored, but won't engage your brain so much that you don't get a rest.
Audiobooks are great.
Something you listen to. Audiobooks are really good for that too.
Especially if you've already read the book. Rosie actually recommended that one to me. Or I'll turn on a TV show that I've seen 100 times, so there's no tension and I don't know.
Yeah, or something really formulaic. Like, I would turn on Law and Order is one of my good brainless shows. Every episode's kind of the same in a way.
Beat for beat. Yep, basically.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. How are we doing on time? Oh, Claire's got a fanfic.
I think I probably can.
Yeah. Claire's okay. So this one comes courtesy of my husband, who I was talking RPF with him.
Yeah. Like Mr. Yammy Snuffles here, like, is just like we need to cut them into our profit margin. Like,
yeah.
go ahead. Okay.
But yeah, so I was talking RPF to him and he was like, I wonder if, I don't know why this is what he picked. He said he wanted to know if there was CNN news anchor RPF. And I thought there would be. I could not find it. I can tell you, more troubling, there is CNN student news RPF. You know, which there's apparently one particular anchor, because he's the one that features in each one of these, even though they're each written by a different person. There's only three. But people are very crazy for, I don't even know how to say his name, Carl Azuz or something like that. But yeah. One of these is also it. One of them is a crossover with B Movie and Shrek. So,
oh, excellent!
Some stuff going on there.
You know, it'd be amazing.
Anything that's got B Movie in it, as soon as B Movie turns up, you know, she's got real. You know, yeah.
Wacky left into Albuquerque, like.
So yeah, so if you're looking for CNN news anchors, I'm sorry you won't get them. But if you want that student news RPF, there's three fans.
Is Anderson Cooper still with CNN? Like, I feel like that's like an.
I think he might have left because he. I think they did. Didn't they fire him for being, you know, intelligent at one point?
CNN.
I think they literally. Yeah. Huh. Like, there was a point where they fired him for doing something.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was about. I do feel like he's not with them anymore, though.
Huh.
Yeah, I feel like he was fired for being, you know, a decent human being, was what I remember seeing. It was like, nope, sorry, can't have you on this one. And I know that CNN is not the same as Fox and stuff like that, but yeah, it was definitely along the lines of, yeah, no, you can't be with us anymore because you said something nice about gay people.
I feel like there was something like that with Sanjay Gupta too. Like he's a doctor.
Yeah, almost certainly.
And he was like providing medical assistance. Like journalists are supposed to just observe. They're not supposed to help or interfere at all, which is a weird moral quandary to me, but I understand why. But he wasn't. He was like actively giving medical help in a situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there was like a reprimand for that, but I could be wrong. You know what I'm surprised?
Journalism is so weird. It used to be this amazing thing. Sorry, this is going to be a bit weird, but we'll do it quick and then we'll sign off and be silly.
Okay.
that it used to be like, because I did a journalism course and there's an entire term on ethics about what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. And it's insane and it's hugely important. And when you do the course, everyone is just like, this is the most important part of the course and you've got to pass this. I don't care about how you write or whether or not you can bloody spell the. If you don't pass this part of the course, then you're not allowed to be a journalist. And now it's like, well, I guess that's all out of the window now, I guess.
Although I heard Fox is getting sued for their misrepresentation of the COVID, the virus who shall not be named. Sorry.
Yeah, I think there might have even been a few lawsuits because, yeah, they're like doing things that are legitimately harmful. Dangerous for people.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's not surprising at all.
You know what I would love to
see? All right, well, on that cheerful note.
You know what I'd love to see RPF of?
What would you love to see?
C-SPAN.
Huh.
Give me some C-SPAN.
Yes.
C-SPAN RPF. Someone's going to have to look into that. Maybe it'll be me. Maybe it won't. I don't know. who would your C-SPAN OTP be? You can send that to us. Sorry, I've been working up to that one for like the last 10 minutes.
That's a good one. I love it.
Send us your C-SPAN OTPs to bibibicast@gmail.com.
You can also go to byebyebyecast.tumblr.com, which has links to everything from our Twitter, where you can also send questions, and the Instagram and the Facebook. And every episode, we've always got links to the Discord, which is a really good place to send us questions. And then you get to hear the other Discord users give their advice, which is sometimes better.
Sometimes.
Or more thoughtful.
Often better than ours.
That's someday I will verify the podcast email on my phone so that I can make a link tree, and then we can have like one link for all of our links. But that day is not
today. I don't know. That sounds like really, really, really high tech stuff, which I'm now frightened. So I'm going to say, yes, it please come and visit us on our Discord. The links are in the show notes, and you can become a patron there as well. And you can also follow me on Twitch if you want to see me do streams, although I haven't done it for the last week because it's been a weird week. Because you can see my flower madness, and maybe we've worked out how to make to let Brandon join in too. So
I'm also going to be starting my own Instagram TV, ostensibly.
Ooh.
Soon.
Ooh.
So
that sounds great.
I'll keep you posted on that one. I got a tripod.
Ooh, exciting!
Yeah.
I have nothing exciting for people unless they're into Good Omens. That I've got plenty of stuff I can announce.
No, that's an absolute lie. Claire does all of our merch and all of our designs. Yeah, like, she has so much good stuff. We have fun. Compared to us, like, Claire is like 5,000 times more fun on the internet. Like, so go find out all of that.
I couldn't do my job in promo like without Claire, because every now and then I'm like, oh my god, I need a background for this, and she's like, oh sure, no problem, and she just like whips something up and send it to me, and I'm like, yay. So
yeah. And also if she also does amazing like crack commissions if you feel like you need
C-SPAN
pictures
RPF
of Oscar Wilde and a dwarf
C-SPAN RPF fanfic or fan art.
No, I actually have in my guide rules that I will not do real people. At least not currently living real people.
Bold of you.
Yeah, because you did do Oscar Wilde for me.
Yeah, bold of you to assume I actually read the rules of your commissions.
Yes, but I would tell you right away, because I've gotten into some shit with people.
Oh no. Look, okay. On that slightly scary note. Yeah. We will see all of you next week, hopefully. Again, we've been this week was a good week, but we have been a bit erratic about week by week, but hopefully that won't be the case next week.
Unless
if Claire
I have
is
the Rona, because I might
probably take the week off.
If Claire has the Rona, we are not skipping recording. I'm gonna have Travis drag in the equipment so she can just lay there and be her grouchy sick self, because that's like Claire.
I'll just wheeze into the microphone, Claire, right? And become Darth Vader.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Excellent. Okay. Well, next week we may be recording from Rona Central. Hope you all are staying happy and safe. We love you very much, and we'll see you then. Bye bye bye.
Bye bye bye.
Bye bye bye.
I was mostly joking.
I mean, unless it's like Imogen wanting a pet with, you know, seeing some
nipples
or whatever.
No sexual pets.
No sexualized pets.
You should add a clause to your commission rules. It's like no furries except Imogen. And she's on notice.
Oh no.